Welcome to Healing House with Dr. Eileen. Dr. Eileen is an international healer, speaker, teacher, and published author of her latest book, Frequencies. Share the next half hour with us as we journey to find balance of body, mind, and spirit in an unbalanced world. We then invite you to call in or log into our chat and share your thoughts and insights. And now your host, Dr. Eileen.
Well, hello, everyone, and happy Thursday. This is Dr. Eileen with Healing House Radio. And as always, for those who are in the Los Angeles area, the guest call-in number is 424-258-9337. And for everyone else, including those right here in the beautiful San Francisco Bay Area, which is bright, sunny, and seems to be ready to jump into spring, the toll-free number is 877-697-9725. And for those who would like to log into the chat room, producer Kina is there, manning it very ably. And if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, she can make sure that they get to me. Otherwise, I'll be logging into the chat room after the show. So today, and because this has really been coming up a lot, and we've talked about this before, the topic we're going to be working with is choosing a better story. And a phrase that I've developed and come to embrace is that life is fun until it isn't, and it sucks until it doesn't. And as we move through those highs and lows in our lives, the experiences we have are defined by the story we attach to them. And today we're going to look at some of those stories and explore ways that we can choose a better story for ourselves and allow that to be the starting point of manifesting our dreams. So, and when I refer to a story, let's make sure that we have our definitions down. When I say story, basically what that means is the thoughts and emotions and apprehensions and hopes that we put into an event that allows it to make sense in our world from our own perspective. As an example, let's say there is an event such as a car breaking down. Now, the story that gets added to it depends on the perspective of the person who is telling it. Let's say there was some place you didn't want to go, and you really wanted to avoid it, and you go out and your car won't start, which gives you an out for the event, a very legitimate one. In that case, a car breaking down would be viewed as something that was good, something that gave you relief, something that, oh, thank God, now I've got a really good excuse not to go to this place that I didn't want to go to. That's one story. Another story, the exact same thing, a car breaks down, and it broke down just when you needed to get somewhere. Well, then the entire perception of that event changes. Suddenly, that exact same event that in one way turned out to be a good thing, in another way is horrible and terrible and inconvenient, and why doesn't the universe like me? And it can be a very negative experience. So the truth of the matter was that the car broke down. What that car breaking down meant was based on perception, based on the effect that that event had on the person experiencing it. So that's pretty much what I mean when I talk about a story. It's from what we attach to it from our perspective. What does it mean in our lives? So when we look at the idea of choosing a better story, often when we have events that are happening or that are we're expecting to happen, it could be based on something that hasn't even happened yet. And we anticipate how this is going to affect us or how it could affect us. And often people go into that place of, okay, what is the worst case scenario? Well, the worst case scenario of this event is that this horrible thing is going to happen and it's going to mess up my life and it's going to be terrible. And that's what I'm going to carry until this event actually happens. Now, we have no control until the event happens over whether or not it's going to be something that we view as a positive thing in our life or a negative thing. We can put as much as we can into place to, you know, be able to sway it in the direction we want it to go. If there are variables that we can control in it, well, yes, we can control those variables and see if we can swing it into that place of something that we would like to happen. And if it is something that creates anxiety, if it is something that we don't feel a sense of control with, then we don't feel safe with it. And in cases when people don't feel safe, they have a tendency to be rather pessimistic about it. I know people who are attempting to sell a house. And the truth is that they are in the process of selling a house. And the difficulty that's being had is, well, and if this doesn't sell and all this is going to happen, as soon as the word if comes in, then anything that follows that is going to be story. If this house doesn't sell in the next month, then this is going to happen and these are the costs that we're going to incur and this is going to be the horrible thing and this is going to be terrible. And so, you know, this entire cascade of negativity comes into play. And it's all created. It's all manifest, you know, well, not manifested, but it is set into motion by the fact that we're scared. And by saying, I would really love for this house to sell in a month. Now, it may not. And if it doesn't, then the consequences of that are just something to be managed. It's like, okay, well, if it doesn't do this, what can I set into place to be able to lessen the impact that that has on my life? Whether or not the house, you know, sells, they have no control over. What they can control is, okay, if it's going to end up not selling and we have to, you know, pay additional on the next month, how can we set things in order? We can do this and we can, you know, shift the funds this way. We can anticipate that so the funds are there if we need them. And by taking control of that, it's like, okay, that's a variable that's out of the way. We don't have to worry about that. So now we can just sit and focus on, you know what, we're going to just put it into our thoughts and minds and spirits and hearts that everything's going to be fine. It's going to be okay. Eventually it will sell. And, you know, it's just going to be a thing to manage until that point. For people who are, you know, anticipating health issues, and as a doctor, it really is very important to me that people understand as much as possible about their health. It is tremendously important to me that people are able to take ownership and feel empowered through whatever health issue they're going through. The best way to do that is by having information. And once you have information, the tricky part is not to use that information to create hard stories, to create sad stories. And, you know, and some things, some health issues are tremendously serious and have a lot of inherent risk with it and really, you know, don't have a whole lot encouraging going on. And if you're going through that, you know, my thoughts and prayers are with you. Even if I don't know you, my thoughts and prayers are with you. And the idea that, okay, there's this really hard thing happening and I cannot control the progression of the condition, what I can do is take a look at what all of what my options are, what are the things that I can do to lessen the impact of the event, to lessen the fear, to lessen the feeling of not being safe. Because often, the more we have situations that we feel we have no control over, the less safe that we feel. And pretty much, I can make a gross generalization, that people like to feel safe. I mean, we're not talking about the extreme, let's jump out of a plane or, you know, rock climb or anything like that. There's a certain point where, you know, the person, yes, they're doing something that has risk, and through their training, through their own perception of their ability to handle the situation, yes, they're going to, you know, it may be risky, but not as risky to them. So they can still feel safe doing something that's very risky. But what I'm talking about here is when you just feel very disempowered, when there's that sensation of, I don't know what to do, I don't know where to go, and this entire situation is just totally overwhelming. And it's in that place of that overwhelmed sensation that we go into choosing a hard story, choosing a story that goes into that, well, what are all the things that can go wrong? Now, considering all the things that can go wrong is not a bad thing because, you know, everything has light and shadow. The light side of considering everything that can go wrong is that it's like, okay, here are all the things that can go wrong. Here are the things that I can control out of what could go wrong. Here are the ways that I can affect the outcome. And this will lessen the chance of that. And then once you figure out what all the variables that you know of are, then you make a choice, you move forward, and you manage it in the best way you can. It's, you know, the old saying that you plan for the worst and hope for the best. When people have to plan their estates, which is something that a lot of folks don't want to do because it triggers a lot. It triggers fear. It triggers sadness. And what it does is it actually empowers, because once the process is complete, once it is set down and you don't have to worry about it, you don't have to worry about, well, what happens if something were to happen to me tomorrow? You're covered. You're set. Things are in place, and everything will be managed in the way that you would choose to have them managed. And that does. It does a wonderful job of releasing some of the pressure, some of the sadness that a person feels when they've lost someone, is when it's all arranged, it's all taken care of. When my mother was very, very ill. She passed from cancer back in 2002. I had set into motion, we sat down and we went over the things about her funeral that she would really like there, and even what type of flowers she liked. What was her favorite poem? What was her favorite song? And while it was a very challenging conversation, by the end of it, we both felt better, because then it wouldn't have been trying to figure out what would Mom have wanted and making the arrangements for transportation, you know, of her body once she had passed. And it was, she was at the VA hospital. It's a veterans hospital in Palo Alto, California. And she was there, and she passed there, and we were there. And the idea that I just had to walk out, and the nurse, you know, the wonderful, amazing nurses that are there, hospice care, if you are a hospice care provider, if you work in that field, you know, just blessings to you, because what you do is tremendously important. But as it was, I just walked out. The nurse was there. She said, don't worry. We've already called the funeral home. Everything was arranged. It was all taken care of. And that allowed me to go into that place of, all right, I've got this situation that I really wish I wasn't in. And by my preparation, I was able to figure out a way to lessen the pain and fright of that moment. I didn't have to feel unsure. I could feel safe that I had done everything all the way up to the end to take care of my mom. So as you look at what is the outcome that you want? What is it that you would like to manifest? If you're very worried about your health, if you're very worried about your weight, if you're very worried about you know, certain lifestyle habits that you feel are not productive for you. You can go with the story, oh my gosh, I can't change. I'm never going to change. I'm never going to lose the weight I want, or I'm never going to gain the weight I want. You know, I've got these conditions, and I am not going to be able to do anything to make it better. So if you honestly believe you can't do anything to make a situation better, your mind is going to create the story of how much worse it's going to get. So finding a way to get little points of empowerment, little bits of empowerment wherever you can find them, even if it's just a small thing, to be able to go, okay, I can't change this, but these other things I can change. I can put things into motion. Or if it's something that snuck up on you and it happened and you're overwhelmed, it's like, okay, I can either choose to tell myself a story that this event has come, it's overwhelmed me, there's nothing I can do, and it's just more than I can bear. Or you can accept that an event has occurred. If you can't do it yourself, find somebody who can be able to hold that for you and say, okay, I can't handle this, but this person in my life, I know that they can. And I'm going to call upon them to help me to be able to navigate this in the best way that I can. And this applies whether or not we're getting the bad news or whether or not we have to give bad news to somebody. If we have to be the ones to deliver, you know, that hard bit of information that you know is going to be very hurtful to somebody, that may even overwhelm them, one of the best ways to do that is by allowing them to go through what they need to go through, and if you can, have suggested action steps that they can take. If you know that somebody's going to lose their job and you have to be the one, you know, maybe you're human resources, maybe you're a manager, and you have to be the one to lay someone off, or, you know, in many companies now lay a lot of people off. Very few people that I know want to be in that position to give that kind of news to someone. One of the ways that it can be managed better is, okay, this cannot be changed. The event cannot be altered. It's going to happen. Now, what can be put into place to help this person get past that moment? Yes, I'm sorry, you're going to need to be laid off, and here's the packet of information that is designed to be able to help you. And I will go through this packet with you so you can understand what options are available to you and what assistance the company can give you in this case. That can make the difference between just feeling, oh my gosh, I've been let go, and oh my gosh, I've been let go, and here's some things I can do. I have actions that I can take that may help my situation or help me move through this situation. And yes, there are times that, you know, as a doctor, I have to give news that I know the person doesn't want to hear. And that can be really tricky. Ultimately, because my belief is that whatever it is that this person is experiencing, they can make it through. They can do this. They may not even know that themselves, but they can be able to manage it. And as the vector, as the transporter of this information, this possibly life-changing information, I have the ability to assist in helping them start the steps to move through it and setting down, okay, this is the circumstances you have. These are the options you have in order to be able to still do the things you want to do, or at least get close enough to it. That's where my job comes in as the person who, you know, I really don't allow myself to go into a situation of feeling sorry for someone, because then you're in it with them. the best way that you can serve is by staying outside of it. Be compassionate. Absolutely be compassionate. And for people who are empathic by nature and feel what somebody else is feeling, being able to set that aside to the point where you go, okay, I can't be totally in it with them because then we're both a mess. To be able to hold that space, let the person go through what they're going through, because that's an important piece, you know, to let them go through it and then start creating the new story, the better story. Yes, this is bad, this can't be changed, and here's some ways that we can be able to move forward on this. And when I say allow the person to go through it, let them, give them, you know, at least, you know, some minutes to absorb what the experience was. Every experience that comes to us because there's something that we have to gain from it. There's something we have to learn from it as beings that are constantly evolving and growing and moving towards, you know, a level of enlightenment and connection and balance that we're meant to move towards and that we're meant to become. And the hardest things that we experience usually have the biggest lesson associated with it that allows us to move forward, allows us to be stronger than we were. A big part of choosing a better story is really owning the fact that you can do this. You can manage this. More than likely, this isn't the worst thing that has ever happened to you. And if you made it through things that were worse, then you could make it through this. Or if this is truly the worst thing that has ever happened to you in that moment, and that's what it feels, you still have the ability to move through it. You still have the ability to find the better story. Maybe it's a relationship that breaks up that just meant the world to you. One story is, well, if this person can't or won't love me the way that I want them to love me, then I'm not lovable and I'm never going to find love. And if it's not that person, it's going to be no one and I'm going to die alone and all this other stuff. That's one story you can choose. You can also choose the story, it wasn't about me. It's about this relationship just was not going to work. And I don't have to make myself something that I'm not in order to try to force it, because something better is going to come in for me. Something better is going to come into my life. And yes, at the moment it happens, you don't want to hear that. I know I didn't. The many times that I've been in that situation, I wanted what I wanted. And I wanted to go back to what I had. And the problem is, going back does not help us move forward. Even if you recreate a relationship with that person, it's going to be a totally new relationship. Because if you go back to the same relationship, it's going to lead to the same place. But by allowing yourself to at least permit the possibility that there is something to serve you and even the hardest things that happen, then you can move forward. Then you can move into a place of empowerment, because if you just decide that whatever it is that you're dealing with is too big and is beyond your ability to make through, then you're stuck. You are absolutely stuck in that place. Not because you have an inability to move forward, but because in your mind, you don't have the ability to move forward. You create the reality that, no, this is bigger than me, even when it's not. It may feel that way. But if you set it in your mind that, okay, this is horrible, and tomorrow I have to figure out a way to make it through, and the day after that, and the day after that, and the day after that. When you choose a story of empowerment, story of this is unpleasant or maybe even horrible, and it is not my life. It is not all of my life. This is just a section of my life, and it's a section that frankly sucks. It's a section that is tremendously painful for me. It is something that, frankly, I don't want to know about any good lesson that could come from it because I can't see any good coming from it. And being able to, with all of that in place, say, and I can make it to tomorrow. I can make it for the next hour. I can make it for the next minute. Because sometimes those really bad things come in and it's hard to choose a better story. And sometimes it's just a matter of, okay, I will count making it through this 1 minute at a time. And then maybe 5 minutes. Okay, I made it through that. Because really, no matter what you're going through, you're in a process of motion. As long as you allow there to be motion. And it may be, you know, moving you through the hardest part of it. But as you look at it, every moment that you get past is a moment behind you. And it's a moment closer to you coming out of the other side. The idea that things happen that are overwhelming, you know, it is scary. And I know that very well. And it's not more than you can bear. Maybe you need help bearing it. If you need help, reach out for help. Have somebody, shoulder that burden with you for a while and as long as you need it. But keep in mind that you've been through a lot. If you can make it through all the other moments, you can make it through this one. And once you reach the other side of it, you can look back and think, wow, that was horrible. I don't want to do it again, but I made it. I'm stronger than I thought I was. I'm more capable than I thought I was. I care about myself more than I thought I did. So as you face those bumps in life, choose the best possible story you can. You know, they talk about being in the moment. You know what? If this moment is that bad, don't be in it. One of the things I usually say is when something comes in and it overwhelms me, I go, you know what? By this time next year, I'm not going to worry about it. When my car was breaking down and, you know, I didn't know what to do about it, it's like, you know what? By this time next year, I'm going to have another car. Give yourself just a little break, a little vacation into the future that you want to have. I may be lonely now, but, you know, by this time next year, I'm going to be in a relationship. And it's going to hurt me, and I'm going to feel good. Choose the best story that you can. Because whether it's the best story or the worst story, it's a story. It is what you want to feel in that moment. So my recommendation would be feel as good as you can. Hope. Trust. Know that it will get better because you have the ability to choose a better story until the story comes along. So, thank you for joining me on this another Thursday. We will be back next Thursday. And next Thursday, we're going to have a treat because psychic Dottie Boone is going to be on the show. And she's going to be doing readings. So for those of you who heard her last time, please join us. And if you want to know more about me, you can find out about me at www.the-healing-house.com. So until next time, blessed, be balanced, and always choose the better story, because that's truly what you deserve. This is Dr. Eileen with Healing House Radio. Take care.